The text before us is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at the 9th verse. As it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen." Without saying a word, right now, try to imagine what the person sitting next to you is thinking about. It's kind of scary. When we harbor thoughts in our minds, it's a very personal thing. Our minds are like a closed chamber. And even the people that we know the best in this life maybe sometimes can guess what we're thinking, but our minds are still a sealed closed chamber. Sometimes my wife asks me, "What are you thinking about?" Because she can't tell. And in your attempt to try and imagine what your neighbor is thinking about right now, you would have to come up with some guesswork. And you might get kind of close. There might be something that day, an event that you're thinking might be an easy thought for them to be having. But more than likely, you would be way off. Way off. It's that very imagery that St. Paul is using in our text today to teach us about how God has revealed himself to us. St. Paul says, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?" The only one who knows what you're thinking about right now is you. And then he says, "Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." In the same way that your spirit right now is the only thing that really knows what's going on in your mind, so it is with God. The only one that knows what's on the heart and mind of God is God himself, his own spirit. There's a great veil of mystery about God and what God thinks about us. Not only who he is, but more importantly, what are his feelings toward us? What are his plans for me? Adam and Eve, prior to the fall into sin, clearly knew the mind of the Lord. They thought like God. They understood what was going on in God's mind perfectly. But since the great disobedience in the Garden of Eden, since that time, all of us have been born with this great veil of mystery about God in our hearts and minds. All of us have been born into this world completely ignorant of this God. And that is why people in the world are constantly trying to find different ways to attempt to create who they think this God is and how this God wants to be known. And they're constantly coming up with new concepts for God. I would guess that in the vast array of world religions, there are new ideas and concepts for who God is and how we should know God that are being created probably on a weekly basis. And the same ignorance, the same veil of ignorance about God, this curtain, is in our hearts and minds as well. Who is God? Who is he? Who is she? Who is it? What does this God think about me? What does this God have in store for me? How am I supposed to relate to this big being that's out there? And it's amazing to see all of the various guesses that humanity has come up with through the years. But all of them have some similar elements to them. All of man's best guesses about who God is and what's going on in God's mind come up with the same type of answers. And this is what they sound like. Something is wrong. There's something that needs fixing between me and whoever this big being is, I've got to come up with something to make things right. Now, the text before us says that in the same way that your own spirit inside of you knows what's in your heart and mind, so it is with God. And by the work of God's own Spirit, the Holy Spirit, He has chosen to let you know what's on His mind, to let you know what's on His heart. And through the preaching of the gospel, through God's word, our text tells us God has revealed all of these thoughts to us by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit, through the word of God, comes into our ears, our minds, our hearts, and pulls back the curtain of who God is, lifts the veil, and says, "This is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the God who loves you, who sent His Son into the world to be your Savior. God cares about you. He had His own Son sacrificed to atone for your sins, your personal sins, so that by faith in Him, you could have the hope of going to heaven." God the Holy Spirit, just like your own personal spirit, is the only one that knows what's going on in your mind and heart and can only then reveal it to others. God the Holy Spirit must be the only channel by which this great revelation comes to us through God's word and sacraments. And what a wonderful revelation it is of not only who God is, but what He thinks about you and what His plans are for you. How wonderful it is to hear what the Holy Spirit says that God is thinking about you. God would have all men, all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God so loved the world that you're a part of, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. God is thinking, comfort, yes, comfort my people. Tell her that her iniquity is pardoned and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The work of the Holy Spirit is to take away the guesswork from us trying to imagine what's going on in the mind and heart of God toward us. Years ago, there was a lady in our congregation that had just recently been brought to faith as an adult. And I remember after she went through adult instruction classes and things, she came to me one time and said, "I used to always wonder, who is God and what does God think of me? It's so great to learn all of this." And then she said it this way, "You know that part about Jesus and what He's done for us? I just love that. I could come and hear that every Sunday," which she still continues to do. The brightest, most scholarly minds in this world may run off in a variety of directions seeking to find God, but they are no match for the revelation that God's own Spirit must give through His word and sacraments. Imagine if on Christmas night, the first Christmas night, if you could have had the most brilliant minds in the world walking with you into the town of Bethlehem and had said to them, "Show me where God is," they would not have taken you into a little barn and into a manger. If you would have taken them on Good Friday into the city of Jerusalem and to its outskirts and asked them to show you where the door to heaven was, they would never have taken you to a corpse. If you would ask them to point me to someone in this world on that same night of Christ's crucifixion, if you would have said, "Point me to someone who is on his way to heaven," they would have not taken you to a criminal being crucified next to Christ. But take along a 5-year-old child baptized into the grace of God who knows Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, and ask that little girl to show you where God is. Ask that little girl to show you where the door to heaven is, and she will know. As Jesus said to His Father, "You have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. How exciting it is to know that when we meditate upon who Christ is and what He's done for us, and when we cherish His grace and how much we love having our sins forgiven and the hope of heaven that we know that we have in Him, that we have exactly what our text is talking about. Paul says again, "We have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. In the Word of God, through the work of the Spirit and in Christ, you know more about the heart and mind of God toward you than you will ever know about your closest relative or your spouse. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your marvelous revelation by which you have shown us your grace and mercy in the path to heaven. We pray that you would continue to cause your Spirit to work in our hearts, that we may remain with you throughout our lives until we see you face to face in glory. We ask it all in Christ's holy name. Amen.